What are you waiting for? Imagine for a moment that you've addressed that question to Jesus' disciples in the days between Ascension and Pentecost. They probably would have answered you with some variation of Jesus' words spoken to them and recorded for us in Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. These words are the text for our meditation this morning. What are you waiting for? Did the disciples know exactly what it would look like to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you? Probably not. I doubt that they could have imagined anything like what happened on Pentecost. And yet, there's obviously something different about them as they are waiting in Jerusalem. This is no longer the fearful and anxious waiting that we see in the upper room on Easter Sunday. No longer are they huddled together behind locked doors. Instead, we are told in Acts that while they waited, they all joined together constantly in prayer. What made the difference? The difference is they were waiting in faith. Waiting in faith. Faith in the risen and ascended Savior had driven out their fear. And it made this time of waiting in Jerusalem a joyful and confident one, as they trusted in Christ's promise, as they trusted his word, and expected to receive great gifts from their Lord. Obviously, what you are waiting for makes all the difference in how you wait. So, what are you waiting for? You can probably tell by now that I don't mean you to answer that by saying spring quarter grades or graduation or summer school or getting married or moving or anything like that. I mean big picture. Ultimately, what are you waiting for? Well, what we are all waiting for, even if we don't think about it quite as often as we should, is for Christ to come again. And for that reason, we can identify with the situation of the disciples. Even though we are living in the time after Pentecost, even though what they experienced is now almost 2,000 years past, nevertheless, like them, we are waiting. We're waiting for the final act. We're waiting for the great fulfillment of God's mighty deeds to save his people. We are waiting for that time when, as our celebration of Ascension reminds us, this same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way. So we are still waiting. But we are waiting in faith. Waiting in faith means that we've been freed from the fearful waiting under the shadow of sin and death. Waiting in faith for Christ to come again means that we're waiting with the certainty that he has redeemed us, that by his death, resurrection, and ascension, he has won for us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Our waiting in faith for Christ to come again is marked, as our text reminds us, by a job to do. You will be my witnesses. And by the power to do it, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. We have all seen and lived that power from the Holy Spirit that the disciples were waiting for in Jerusalem. We lived his power to kill and make alive when we were buried and raised with Christ in the water of the baptismal font. We live that power anew each day as our old sinful selves are drowned and die. And we go out to live as new people, God's new creation, people in whom the Spirit is at work, people who are given the gifts of the Spirit, people who are led by the Spirit into all good things. And as those people, we can see evidence of the Spirit's power at work all around us. Even though at times we're blind to it because we've become complacent, even though at times we lack a faithful imagination, we see the Spirit's power at work in our world. We see it in the power of His speaking, in the power of the Word to turn the hearts of sinful people toward their Creator God. We see it indeed as thousands and tens of thousands and millions confess the name of Jesus. And we also see it in those places where faithful remnants endure suffering and persecution. We see the Spirit is at work, and His power is real. That power has been given to us for a purpose, because we have a job to do. "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth," Jesus said. Speak of Christ. Speak the Word. Speak it boldly. Indeed, speak it recklessly. Just as the sower sowed his seed, even in those places where he knew it wouldn't take root. The power is the Spirit's to make the seed sprout and grow. But to us, Christ has given the task of sowing that seed. So, what are you waiting for? As we wait in faith, we rejoice to live and proclaim that faith. Faith that trusts in Christ for salvation. Faith that is looking for Him to come again. Amen.